Arvedue was indeed the last king, as his name signifies. It is said that this name was given to him at his birth by Malbeth the seer, who said to his father, Arvedue you shall call him, for he will be the last in Arthedain, though a choice will come to the Dúnedain, and if they take the one that seems less hopeful, then your son will change his name and become king of a great realm. If not, then much sorrow and many lives of men shall pass until the Dúnedain arise and are united again. In Gondor also one king only followed Éanil. It may be that if the crown and the sceptre had been united, then the kingship would have been maintained and much evil averted. But Éanil was a wise man, and not arrogant, even if, as to most men in Gondor, the realm in Arthedain seemed a small thing for all the lineage of its lords. He sent messages to Arvedue, announcing that he received the crown of Gondor according to the laws and the needs of the South Kingdom.
But I do not forget the loyalty of Arnor, nor deny our kinship, nor wish that the realms of Elendil should be estranged. I will send to your aid, when you have need, so far as I am able.
It was, however, long before Éanil felt himself sufficiently secure to do as he promised. King Arafant continued with dwindling strength to hold off the assaults of Angmar, and Arvedue, when he succeeded, did likewise. But at last, in the autumn of 1973, messages came to Gondor that Arthedain was in great straits, and that the Witch-King was preparing a last stroke against it. Then Éanil sent his son Éanor north with a fleet, as swiftly as he could, and with as great strength as he could spare. Too late. Before Éanor reached the havens of Lindon, the Witch-King had conquered Arthedain, and Arvedue had perished.